Yo, what's up, family? Welcome to another episode of Fresh Pharaoh Entertainment with your host. You already know what it is. It's your man, Horace the Pharaoh.
What up, what up? It's the kid, Donnie Ascended.
Yo, what's gacking? It's your boy, Rod the God. And we back at you with another banger for the people.
What's gacking? I ain't that word in years.
Exactly. Well, all y'all added a little subphrase for y'all name. Y'all allowed to pick something.
Bro,
what you want to say, howdy or how
what
are
up,
you?
What up? That is... Bro, you went and made and conjured a whole new word.
And it wasn't... Oh, look at that. Well, guess who's different? This guy. So back to the dang on the words. Go.
That was your on the fly intro.
Yes. Because y'all keep on doing this to me, bro. Don hit something. I gotta be like, I come on the fly. You know how many times he's changed his name? I had to come up with that literally the point 2 seconds.
You fuck it up because you be thinking about it. I don't be thinking about it, bro. I just introduce myself. I say whatever I'm feeling that day.
Oh, that man talking about Don, the transcendent warrior of the phone, the falling star Henderson. I'm like, what the hell? Like, this man got an origin story? What is
this? He got the names that be out of the legends and the mythologies, boy. It be like...
All right, see, now y'all gassing it. See, next episode, I'm really finna pop out. This the kid, the transcendent warrior of light. You talking about?
In the next 0.2 seconds, I'm gonna come out and it is the beginning and all and all knowing of the salamander of the gecko stream. I'm like, yes, I'm gonna have something for it too.
Nah, niggas come in with a whole intro monologue next episode.
He could be like, winner of the Trojan War, slayer of the magic.
Okay.
But nah, fam. Appreciate everybody that's been listening. You know, everything, all the followers on Spotify and all the other platforms, we at 7K plays. So, you know, that's good. You know, we just do it because, you know, we like learning and everything. So appreciate everybody on that front. You know what I mean?
We love you.
I'd have never thought.
For sure, for sure. And, you know, y'all read the title, The Cosmic Serpent. So we're going to talk about snakes. You know, I'm hoping that's kind of obvious, right? But
I love snakes.
Nah, and there will be a part two to this episode. So because this episode, we're going to keep it, I guess, in a moderate sense, just to get a general understanding of what this is we're talking about, for two reasons. Because this is a lot deeper. We can get a lot deeper. And two, the book that I have specifically for this episode is still on the way. So, yeah. You feel me?
The boy said it ain't complete yet.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying it's not complete. You know, I still read books on it, but the specific book.
New perspectives await.
Well, the book is called The Cosmic Serpent. So that's kind of the plus. All right, right. And I was like, I bet you there's a book called The Cosmic Serpent. I had to check it out. Because, oh, would you look at that? All right. So, what's the reason why we say the cosmic serpent is because the snake or the serpent is the only animal that you see in every religion, mythology, across the board. There's not a single one that hasn't utilized the snake for almost every purpose. You know what I'm saying? You got mythos with Jormungandr as the world serpent, you know what I'm saying, attacking the tree that the squirrel Ratatoskr stay on, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got Kukulcan, which is basically a serpent, right? A feathered serpent, and his opposite, Quetzalcoatl. And then any more? I can't think of them.
Apophis.
The big one, Apep. Yeah, for sure, for sure. And we're gonna focus a lot on Apep, right? Because that's where all the meat at. And I think that's the one that everybody kind of understands the most. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So in general, when we think of the snake symbol, well, one, I'm gonna kind of talk about how the symbol of the snake in some... No, I'm going to just talk shit about Christianity real quick. That's basically where I was going. But I think certain religions like Christianity have kind of diminished the purpose in the whole aspect of the metaphysics and occultism of what the serpent represents, you know. The story...
It's evil now.
They right. make the snake the villain.
They've humanized it, right? And not to get it misconstrued that the snake... In at least in Egypt, Apep represents as a form of Set, but like I said, we'll get into that later. It's strictly demonized, right? With the concept is, oh, the snake told him or told them to eat from the tree. That was a bad person. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But aside from that, what is the general motif around the snake? Like, what does the symbol of it generally represent?
It's like sneaky.
Deceiving.
Deceit, yeah. Wow.
It's like you don't know it's there until it's too late type thing.
Right. And see, but those are the general characteristics that we can say of it on the chaos perspective, but just as much on the opposite, because everything is opposite.
Nah, because I was thinking that, like, when it comes to snakes, they really got both ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, for as many depictions of evil as you see them, man, it's a depiction of them good being good as well. And they can be symbols of reincarnation. They can be symbols of like new beginnings. They're medical symbols, literally. They're on the staff called? It's the other one.
So, and essentially, the serpent represents an archetype, right? So, an archetype, one of the 12 archetypes, you can correlate it with zodiac. However you want to correlate, it represents a potent archetype that's relies in power, Dionysus, that instinctual drive, and the whole concept of spiritual transformation, right? And they get that from the snake shedding, becoming renewed, you know what I'm saying? The whole process of that, right? Snakes are usually, in the mythos, are always these powerful and magical creatures, right? And it's, they represent the symbol the symbol of renewal and rebirth because of that ability to shed the new skin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is another reason. And before we get more, we could talk about the Ouroboros, right? The snake that eats his own tail. That is showing that eternal cycle of life, death, and rebirth.
Yeah, infinity.
Right? It's a symbol. It's a symbol of healing. Funny enough, that's why you see they use snakes in medicine, snake venom in medicine.
Oh, bro, I literally did a whole class project it was actually really cool. So my English class a couple semesters ago, the professor was cool as fuck. Professor Brandy Blake, she let us choose what topic we wanted for the class. And so I chose my topic as snakes, sharks, spiders, and other dangerous animals that people are usually afraid of, and like their medical benefits and shit that we actually benefit from, you know what I'm saying? And I found that it's multiple scholarly articles on snake venom and its medicinal uses. And I'm talking about shit from like heart disease medication to fucking aspirin and allergy medicine and shit, bro. It's really wild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the serpent also is it's related to also the phallic symbol. So, you know, the meat is also associated with pregnancy. And they were...
Eat is related to pregnancy?
Say what?
You said meat is related to pregnancy?
No, the serpent, sir. God damn.
No, y'all saying you said the meat and even pregnancy.
I said it's also used as a phallic symbol. That's why I said the meat, your dick. Oh,
okay. Okay, cool.
Right? But it's also seen with the fertility because of that, everything that comes with that. And but what you're going into that chaos perspective, which we're going to drive a lot into, the serpent, because it burrows underground, the allegory was that the serpent has the connection to the underworld, the unconscious, right? The human's instinctual drives, right?
Mm-hmm.
The snake was usually seen as the guardian of the living and the dead, right? That's why serpent was always seen as the gateway, essentially, to new consciousness.
Nah, that makes sense.
Right? The snake is usually also a companion to some extent.
Because it's like something that can see in both worlds. You know, I've also seen this, and like, you know, the fact that snakes can see infrared and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like in different wavelengths.
Yep.
And it's like, it's going to sound crazy, but you ever heard how like dogs are protectors of your physical body?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And cats are protectors of your spiritual.
Yeah, I've heard that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Egyptians. Yep.
I feel like snakes, they could be the both. You know what I'm saying? That the one that lies in between, that not a middleman, but kind of like the avatar. You feel me? The bridge between both worlds.
See, I'm glad you said that too, though, because alchemically, when they look at snakes or just what they see, you always see them, they're they're seeing is something that expands the consciousness, right? And there, so you can find snakes associated with water, the earth, air, fire, etc. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got snakes in the water. You got snakes in environments. You got some snakes that stay in such heated environments. You would probably, they're cold.
Bro, that's facts.
You got
snakes are in almost every environment.
You got snakes that climb trees and hop. And then you got the ones that glide in the sky, too. You know what I'm saying?
The hop from tree to tree.
You ain't never seen the snake that be hopping from trees.
Oh, yeah. The flying snake.
That's be killing me. I'm like, bro, I be losing my mind. Continue.
Yeah, that's just be hopping from. It's just crazy. Right? And so all of this represents the psychic transformation or just the ability of that serpent, right? And so, but what I want to focus on primarily is what we always talk about, but we're going to focus more so on Apophis, which is, I think it's probably the most known serpent between them and Jormungandr. You can debate between the two, you know what I'm saying, of which one is more vastly known. But in the Greek mythos and the Egyptian mythos, right, Apophis was the giant serpent and considered a demon, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Apophis was also a form of Set, which was known as the god of evil and darkness. And as we already know, Set is the energy that represents your lower polarity, right? And not lower in the sense that it's bad, but it's the dark side of you, correct? And so it was almost like the darkness in its most raw form. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so,
like, realized to its fullest potential?
Essentially, yes, right? Because let's go deeper into the mythos. What happened? Because with that same, now take that same concept, Apep is really that Satan, what they would call Satan, right? Now take that, let's flip that. Horus, same story as Jesus, was also raw. Right, so that's where you get that concept of Christ consciousness. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because Ra and Jesus' story is pretty aligned, but we also know that in the mythos, Horus and Set both had many forms. There's forms that you have Set, the elder god. I mean, you have Horus, the elder god. You got Horus, the new one, and the yada yada. There's also a form of Horus where he's Ra. You see what I'm saying? And one where he's Osiris as well. Right. Same thing applies to Set, and the story is that each night, Apophis and Ra fought every night, right? And that the flames would destroy the serpent. And so what that is telling you is that the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, or not even the conscious mind, but you could just say the ego, for lack of a better word, are in constant battle every day. You see what I'm saying? This is why you have dreams. Is that making sense?
Mm-hmm.
Your dreams are results of that battle, because that's the only time the darkness, Apep, can communicate with you. You see what I'm saying?
Bro, this actually is clicking, bro. Like,
Apep, because the whole story is that Apophis and Ra, they fight every day. So during the night, they fight every night. Every night, they're always fighting, right? And as a result of that, Apophis loses every night, which is why you wake up to the sun every day. That was essentially the story, right? Because Apophis was always trying to eat the sun, destroy the sun. The whole concept is that, okay, that's the light, right? Why do you think the darkness is trying to get you to get some of that light? That's the subconscious mind. You see what I'm saying? So, yes, essentially, you waking up is essentially the conscious mind winning. That's the conscious mind waking, just the conscious. But every time, that's why sometimes you have to decipher the signs that you can get from the dreams and the lucid dreaming.
Yeah,
the moment the subconscious was able to get some of that light for you. You see what I'm saying? It's also the process of meditation. You're tapping into that apex. Remember what I said? You go into the darkness until you see the light.
It's like you gotta have that other energy to be invoked, and this, the bridge is only there during the night,
right? And so, also take into account that this battle would take place between the Duat. So if we want to look beyond just the earthly body and everything, we can look at it. And I remember touching on this when I mentioned the Isis thesis, right? So there's that area in the atmosphere above the ozone called the magnetosphere. And in the magnetosphere, it said, it's kind of like right before re-entry, but sitting in that magnetosphere, the temperatures are like insane. You could just burning flames, right? You see what I'm saying? Right there with reentry, you can just burn in flames being in the magnetosphere. They've made a correlation between the Egyptians or the Chemetans knowing that that area of the atmosphere was the magnetosphere, and that's where you get the story of the Duat. That's where they say you can die in the Duat, you know what I'm saying? But you, if you get on the boat with Ra, and you can find your way throughout the Duat and get to him, you made it out. But they say if you get trapped, so you can leave this body, you can leave this realm, but you can still get trapped in the Duat. And that all comes with knowing how to die, which is a whole nother topic in itself, right? But that process is also where you get the story of getting trapped in hell. We know there's no actual physical hell besides the hell that you create for yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? So but the whole concept of hell was talking about the soul getting trapped in the Duat, right? It was just, I guess you could say the similarity would be like the River Six, right? Which is just you getting trapped in that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying it's like the metaphor of burning up.
Right. And so there are even books. I think there is a ritual text about, I think, the book of overthrowing of Apophis, right? So now you are in this dichotomy. And I don't know who were the writers of the book. I don't know what era in Egypt it was written, because there was also a point where the cult of Ra became and started bullshitting everything, as people do. They started kind of religifying it and, you know, taxing people, the priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
You want this knowledge, you want to be saved, give me some cash, you feel what I'm saying? So take that with a grain of salt, go read a book, right? And I don't say that lightly. And
everything requires discernment.
Right. And I mean, you know, you put it in a book, it's nigger repellent. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I also wanted to illustrate that we're in another moment of where the serpent is rising again to be Ra. And I'm saying that in terms of the rise of consciousness that's being expressed. I can only speak
like in the world.
Yes, in the world, more so. And I can only speak for myself in relation to the connectivity, for lack of a better word, that I've been experiencing over the past few months, if that makes sense. Really since 2020, since that was really the next rise of the actual serpent. That was the next, you know what I'm saying? That was your next Thor versus Jormungandr battle, when shit is hitting the fan. You see what I'm saying? Where you was really seeing the consciousness trying to overthrow. You see what I'm saying? That darkness actually coming out for a bit. You see what I'm saying? And now we're living in an era again where you have that rise of the serpent. And I think what's important to illustrate with this conscious stuff is there really isn't no ceiling to it. So, which is why, this is why Apophis is always trying to eat the sun, steal the sun from Ra. You see what I'm saying? It never stops. So
it's the infinite, man. The cycle.
With the information, right? You're always, the whole process is you're trying to get light. And I told y'all, light is information and knowledge. And if knowledge is infinite, the consciousness is infinite. So it also becomes to a point where you, as a magician, right, or a scientist, you can interchange the two, because that's what we're doing is real magic. You know what I'm saying? Really making this shit happen in real time. You also have to be able to think outside the box and push the bounds, because the only thing that limits your manifestations is your reality. So sometimes if you still thinking human, the shit that you are only capable of is what you like. Well, if a human can only do this, you can manifest yourself doing something to the best of a human capability. But if you, that defeats the whole purpose of doing this shit in the first place. Second, even if you are doing the magic, you still are limited by what you view is real or not. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The magic, that's why and I told y'all before, that's why your dreams are so crazy. That's why dreams are unrealistic.
I done had some hella unrealistic dreams.
Right? But who's to say it's unrealistic? Because in your subconscious, it happens like it's normal, with ease. But when you get back into the earthly realm, oh, I can't do that here. But if we talking about magic, my nigga, right? The same magic that they was hiding from us or trying to get rid of and banning books like this in places.
Bro, I know it's out there, but I should just dead ass be able to transform my legs into goat feet.
Right? But who says it's not possible? I ain't about to get too deep into that. But what I'm saying is, not only that, it's tons of rituals. I just read the book, Seven Faces of Darkness. That ain't nothing but a spell book. I got spells for days to work on, right? And you don't necessarily have to do the spells to access this magic exactly like 100%. Like, for example, it's a book on blood magic. You don't actually, well, you can use blood, but you ain't got to be cutting your hand and all that shit. The motherfucker wasn't doing that. You can use sperm, because for every drop of sperm, it's considered 10 drops of blood because of the content. You can use those sperm for your blood magic. And for women, $1 a month. You know what I'm saying?
That's nasty.
That's real nasty, though. And we're talking about creating shit in your... And you, again, when it comes to this, the whole concept seems outlandish about a pet versus raw, because the whole concept was about imagination. You realize with a lack of imagination, everything becomes structure. You lose the magic. The magic is in imagination. Why do you think right now we're seeing it? What I can prove right now, what we're seeing with APEP is a rise of APEP again. We're starting to realize the redundancy in everything. Every movie that comes out is but another sequel of something that came out 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. There's no original content. There's no imagination, right? They lost it. It's not there. They can't use the magic because the magic was ours to begin with.
And then when something do be original, it get all the hype because it's so far in between.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the magic is scarce. And because we only use the magic in entertainment, we also don't seek beyond entertainment because you can't recognize it outside of entertainment because that's the easiest way we've been programmed is through the entertainment. So you can recognize the magic through entertainment, but outside of your reality, they've almost limited your reality to entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's in the Roman times where they just had the Colosseum and the food. And I was like, here, man, you get these niggas entertainment and some sustenance and they ain't gonna ask for nothing.
Oh, my fault. I thought you were still going. And in addition to the concept of the snake serpent, we also see I know this is something the book that I mentioned correlates to too, but they correlate the serpent to this cross-cultural shamanism and DNA structures, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the structure of your DNA because of how the snake coils, right? And can coil in the form of a double helix, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't get too deep into that as I would like to yet. But for part two, most definitely will. But in addition, we are also in... How do I play this? We are also, I think, put into a fishbowl. That's the word I was looking for. A fishbowl when it comes, like I said, to the consciousness. It's about thinking outside the box. We also have to realize that programming beyond is even within what you would call consciousness, right? Because we, due to reality and our ego, we put a limit on what we view is possible, even within the concept of consciousness. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and it's even funny because it's a subconscious progress that we kind of limit what we're able to do simply because we tell ourselves that's the limit. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's no limit to the magic that you have available besides the limit you put to it. I bet you it's a nigga telling, so I moved a star yesterday and you would think the nigga were crazy, right? Or you could pinpoint the star. There's rituals and magic for it all. The concept of the serpent is really simply about you understanding the lower and higher half. The serpent is you too. The serpent is the same thing as Set. Same thing as Kuku Klan, Ruz, Rex, Aquato. You see what I'm saying? They were the same person. It's just a different form. It's just you taking it up a notch, right? The whole concept of Apophis represents chaos energy, right? And, hold on. I don't tap into another bag with the chaos energy, right? Because the crazy thing is, you know, I think I talked about this like 2 years ago. They mathematically mapped chaos energy. And it looked like a butterfly, funny enough. You know, butterfly effect and all that shit. Mm-hmm. But as a result of this, because you remember Apophis represents essentially just chaos and just evil shit. You know what I'm saying? Mean ass snake, mean ass King Cobra snake. You know what I'm saying?
Just and bad. So
from that, quantum physics has actually derived a concept of quantum mechanics known as quantum chaos theory, specifically just the chaos energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's specifically about, I guess, it's trying to, they say it's just to understand the nature of waves, like motions and electrons and atoms and shit. Nigga, they talking about dark side magic. You know what I'm saying? The unseen shit. Because quantum chaos is essentially like, to elaborate, you have what we have is reality, and then you have the quantum world, right? The quantum mechanics, right? Which is all Quantumania was showing you, was the bioluminescence and the quantum biology of your own body.
Real familiar.
Right? And so between that, you have, I ain't trying to get too nerdy and fuck up everyone, but the quantum chaos represents what the correspondence principle, but it's also like a dephasing of physics and dynamics at the same time, right? And that's just me reading it from like the pilgrim's perspective. It's dark side magic. It's your dark matter. It's them realizing that there ain't no laws to this shit. There's no rule book to this shit. Chaos is chaos energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Chaos.
And the snake, that's why the snake represents this chaos energy, because the snakes be getting killed just as much as they be doing the killing. They represent that balance. They represent that knowledge, but they also represent that darkness. Something so majestic can be so dark. Yet you see people snake charming. It's the perfect balance. Snakes also represent that Kundalini energy. You know what I'm saying? That full gateway. Right?
Now, but even in nature, like, snakes are rarely ever the top of a food chain. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right in the middle. They're right in the middle.
Facts.
Right? And they can easily get killed. Only thing that's fucking with the snake really is a mongoose, my guy.
Mongoose and fucking birds, but birds just be snatching them hoes out the air.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so the whole concept of quantum, the whole concept of chaos energy and the chaos principles and all that physics shit is rooted, as I said before, in African spirituality. It's coming from the concepts that's been expressed, because everything that is and was in Africa and Asia was just extrapolated, which we would call physics and quantum and space, is just extrapolated into pictures and images, symbols that resonate with your subconscious mind. You feel what I'm saying? And throughout everything, throughout them trying to explain it to you, it becomes less realistic, right? The whole concept of quantum mechanics really defies everything that you can. Quantum mechanics defies everything you know is reality itself. So quantum chaos is the understanding of the darkness, but the problem is you're trying to understand it when it's something that you have to do. You see what I'm saying? It's a part of you. You know what I'm saying? You demonstrate it through the energy you put out, right? You have to tap into that dark side. It's all about dark side mastery, that lower self. Niggas are scared of that lower self. They scared of Set. They scared of the prophets. They don't want to go talk to them energies because they told you this is a demonic energy. This is the evil energy. When that shit don't exist, these deities, it's all nothing but energy for you to tap into. You know what I'm saying? I said that as many times as before. And it's funny because it also kind of, it led me to the thought that when it comes to these energies, it makes sense why there are so many of them and why so many of them have duplicates, right? Because so many people are tapping into the energy. I used to look at, you know how there's some deities that have like only so many people believed in them, so they don't know if the deity was a legit deity. If you understand their energy, you realize, nah, just these niggas had a different energy they tapped into, right? So they was able to achieve something different with that energy. Does that make sense? Well, a great example is a Willix, right? A Willix. A Willix really isn't even like considered a Mayan deity, because she was only worshipped in parts of Peru, right? Yet,
and localized,
right? But if you understand it as an energy rather than a deity, this group or tribe in Peru tapped into an energy field they used or able to benefit them that they claimed or called as a Willix. You see what I'm saying? Which now justifies why you have so many deities, right? You see what I'm saying? If you understand them as energy sources that can all be tapped into, it makes perfect sense why you have so many and why there's almost like an infinite amount of them, because there's almost an infinite amount of energies. And when you use practices like self-deification and become the deity that you're reading, a great example, if you ever read the Cain Chronicles, right? Any of the books.
Didn't they used to like
remember the boy he was Horus, and when he would do Horus, remember, he would get big like Horus, and he would get energy around him, and he'd be like, and he would wear the amulet and become Horus, right? They even showed you that shit in Moon Knight, my nigga, with the host. Y'all remember what I'm talking about in Moon Knight, where they in the temple?
Yeah,
there's all the other deities around, and they're like, I am the host of Isis, I am the host of this. That's just self-deification, right? The person embodied that energy in that moment, so essentially you are that deity, right? This shit all repetitive. This shit, all this shit is doing is feeding your subconscious, but you have to be able to break down the symbols, and you have to use the magic. Apophis ain't nothing but dark side mastery at its best, pure chaos, pure quote-unquote evil shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, fuck around, make an earthquake happen, bro, just because you said the word no to a nigga. You feel what I'm saying?
It's like the worst possible case scenario. Like,
you also can't look at it as bad, too. You also got to think of it almost like it's weighing a coin, right? Because what also happens with these rituals and magics and the magic you use, there's a cost. You know what I'm saying? Now, you ain't necessarily got to go kill no rabbit or something to outweigh your call, you know what I'm saying, or kill the animal, but you got to understand that either you can, the rituals you do take tolls, right? A great example, right? The first time I actually seen this in a perfect clip years ago, it's probably like middle school, when was 2016? What was that, middle school, something like that? I don't know. 2015, 2016, I was reading the Doctor Strange comic. The nigga was doing some dark magic spells. See, this is how cold the game is, because it's always in shit you read, too. You know what I'm saying? It ain't never just happened. So the nigga was doing some dark magic that he wasn't supposed to, and he would have to go home in his little sanctum and go kill a rabbit or drown a rabbit or some shit. But whenever he was doing some magic shit on the fly in an intense battle, some dark shit, and he ain't got no rabbits or shit around him, nigga would start fucking up. Like, nigga eyes started bleeding out, nigga lost it out. You know what I'm saying? Nigga started bleeding black. Shit that they couldn't fathom happening in that moment, because the toll it takes on you, right? That's not necessarily saying it's a bad thing, but I'm saying you also got to do some, so it could just be a lack of energy for the day. You see what I'm saying? As a result of the ritual, right? That could be correlations to the amount of magic you have in you, the amount of magic you access, or you attested to do some magic you didn't have enough energy for. So when it comes to these rituals, right? And I have a ton of rituals now. So I read, last week I read Yoruba Religions and Concepts. And just so you know, niggas, it's more deity than the goddamn Mauritius, nigga. Oshun, Ogun, Obadala is more than them niggas. Y'all niggas don't even know about Olorun. That nigga Fa. Nigga basically Jesus. Right? And your Moja and shit. So it's more than that, but there's rituals in there. And so that's a book you can read if you want rituals, if you went to your Yoruba phase. And if you want a lot of Greek and Set rituals, you might want to pick up The Seven Faces of Darkness, which is said to be out of print, but you can probably find it junk on Amazon for like 20, even with a few copies left. Hey. So them is some great ones. But of course, I know the Set rituals take a lot more out of you. I mean, it come to doing these rituals, don't do the one that you think looks the prettiest or has the best benefit. You might not be there yet. You know what I'm saying? On your journey. I think people, when they do some of these rituals, they do the ones that look the best and be damn near dead. You know what I'm saying? Or people go looking for the loved one and fuck up their life. You know what I'm saying? On some real shit. Or some people do the love rituals. Now they just like insatiably horny. Ain't fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Fucked up. They... No. I'm not even trying to be joking right now. It's a real shit. They're like, anybody got a sex demon? Yeah, nah. You put it in you. You feel me? Right? But it's just a little, I guess, a little tease, a little intro to it, because when I get some more information, I want to kind of break down more about the serpent and the DNA aspects and just go deeper on this. If I didn't do so already, I'm about to go crazy with this shit. You feel me?
Part two, going to be even deeper, more detailed.
For sure.
Get some, start reading up on some of that book, too.
The Cosmic Serpent. I cannot remember the author right now. But ain't too many books called The Cosmic Serpent, my guy. So, and I think it's only like $18 on Amazon. So, ain't a long book either. I found a few pages of it off PDF, but you know, I need the physicals at this point. So, on that note, we can go ahead and close this out. You guys know the drill.
From men to kings,
and from kings to gods.
This has been Fresh Fur Entertainment. Peace, family.
And we outie.